Grooveyard.
Welcome to the Grooveyard, where we play the music of the 20th century. Some you will have heard, some you will not have heard, and some you wish you have never heard. Here's your host for this 60-minute visit, James Eaton.
Hello, all in this visit to the Grooveyard. We've some Northern Soul, two from Elvis Costello, A Flash in the Pan, Peter Green's Fleetwood Mac, A Rock Lobster, and lots more. Formed in 1984 in London's East End, that was Outfield, with the title track from their third album, Voices of Babylon, released in 1989. The band had more success in the US than on their home territory. Down to Australia now, and Flash in the Pan, formed in 1976 by Harry Vander and George Young, both ex-members of the Easy Beats. From 1982, a single called Where Were You?
Well, let's get it straight. Don't think that I'm stupid, that I took the bait. I know you're in trouble and you're on the mat. So before you get busy
Flash in the Pan, Where Were You? A little touch of rock and roll from Jimmy Kelly and the Rockabeats, a band I can find no information about. But this was released on Cobra Records in 1958, with a touch of doo-wop on the B-side. But here's the A-side, Little Chicky. Jimmy Kelly and the Rockabeats with Little Chicky. Got a double play of Northern Soul coming your way. First in the queue is a 1971 number one hit in the UK from the Tams. It's their 1964 release, Hey Girl, Don't Bother Me.
Hey girl, don't bother me.
Hey girl, stay away.
I heard about you from my friend. The word really gets around. They say you broke the heart of every boy in town. They say you like to cheat. They say you're just a little flirt. And if I fall for you, surely gonna get hurt.
Hey girl, don't bother me. 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 Stay out of my arms, I'm trying to use your charms. Don't bother me.
But I really gotta say, you look so fine. And you're all so hard to resist. But I know I gotta stay away, 'cause I might fall for you. And I don't wanna be added to your list. So now I say,
hey girl, don't bother me. Hey girl, don't bother me. Hey girl, don't bother me. Hey girl, don't bother me.
I pray if I kiss you, I might not
resist
you. Don't bother me. Hey girl, don't bother me now. Hey, go your way, girl. I'm going mad now.
Northern Soul. In the Groove Yard.
Just what the doctor ordered, a double dose of Northern Soul. First the Tams and Hey Girl, Don't Bother Me, followed by Eddie Foster and I Never Knew from 1967. Kokomo from Gina Nunes, a song that was recorded for two different labels because of contractual agreements and released at the same time by both labels.
Talk to me, baby, whisper in my ear. Talk to me, baby, whisper in my ear. Come a little closer, don't have no fear. Don't you know I love you so? Don't you know I love you so? And I holler, hey, Kokomo, heard what you told me, heard what you said, heard what you told me, heard what you said. Don't worry, my pretty, won't lose my head. Don't you know I love you so? Don't you know I love you so? And I holler, hey, hey, Kokomo. Dimples on the elbows, dimples on the knees. She thrills and thrills me with just a little squeeze. Don't you know I love you so? Don't you know I love you so? And I holler, hey.
From Gina Nunes to Jamaica now, and an early Bluebeat release from 1960, Derek Morgan and the Latin-tinged Fat Man.
Hey, you fat man, leave my girl alone. Hey, you fat man, leave my girl alone. If you don't have a girl, get one off your own. All night long you keep bumming around my home. All night long you keep bumming around my home. You wanna steal my girl, then you leave me all alone. She's a one-man girl, she's a one-man girl alone. She's a one-man girl, she's a one-man girl alone. And when you steal my girl, you will leave. part of your hope. If you don't have a girl, we'll get one off your hope. If you don't have a girl.
Derek Morgan worried that the fat man is coming for his girl. Joe Meek was a brilliant producer whose studio was based in a flat above a shop in North London. Much of his output was ahead of its time, and here's an example. From 1965, this is The Honeycombs and Can't Get Through to You. We'll follow it with Rock Lobster from the B-52s. See if you think there's been a bit of an influence there.
Waited all night outside your home, but I can't get through to you. I told your dad I wanted the time to date you, baby, every night. He told me I could make you mine, but I can't get through to you. Comes on me every night. I tried to cast my spell on you. Why can't you try to treat me right? But I can't get through to you. Wow, go!
You're listening to The Grooveyard with James Eaton. Email grooveyard@gmx.com.
Rock Lobster from the B-52s, recorded in 1979. Were they influenced by the Honeycombs and Can't Get Through to You? Our two songs from Elvis Costello are next. First up, from an album recorded in Nashville back in 1981 called Almost Blue, influenced by country music. Here is the opening track, a cover of the Hank Williams song, Why Don't You Love Me Like You Used to Do. Don't You Love Me Like You Used to Do from Elvis Costello started that twosome, followed by him doing Tiny Steps from the B-side of his 1978 single Radio Radio. Peter Green's Fleetwood Mac next with a great blues song from their 1968 self-titled album, My Heart Beat Like a Hammer. Thank you.
is.
Well, my heart be like a hammer, my eyes plumb full of gin. She been gone about an hour, it seemed like a thousand years.
Spencer wrote that song for Fleetwood Mac. He was a great fan of Elmore James, and it shows in My Heartbeat Like a Hammer. Oh, some out-and-out rock for you next, from one of the masters of the guitar-laden heavy rock, Barkman Turner Overdrive, and a track from Barkman Turner Overdrive 2, released in 1973, Tramp. Turner Overdrive and Tramp. It's not often that you get a really great cover of a Beatles song. Joe Cocker did it with a little help from my friends, and I think that Wilson Pickett and Duane Allman manage it with their 1968 rendition of Hey Jude.
Hey Jude, don't make it bad. Take a sad song and make it better. Remember to let her in your heart. Then you can start to make it better. Hey Jude, don't be afraid. You were made to go out and get her. The minute you let her under your skin, then you'll begin to make it better. Anytime you feel the pain, hey Jude, refrain. Don't carry the world upon your shoulders. Now go on out and get her. But remember to let her in your heart. Then you can start to make it better. So let it out and let it in. Hey Jude, begin. You waited for someone to perform with.
Music in the Grooveyard.
Hi, this is Nairi and this is my old hit. It was number one back in 1990. It's Tutu with Love. I'd known it for a while because I remember it from the movie, and I'd always liked it, but I mean I never thought that I would probably sing it, because Lulu's footsteps were a little too big, I think. And the whole version of it is so different, I think, too. It's sort of a funkier funkier version, so I didn't sort of feel like it was a complete replica. When we recorded it and everything, we didn't quite expect, the result, you know, what was going to happen. I personally didn't expect it. I was going to do this, yes, because what a great opportunity and things like that. But I didn't really expect what was going to happen. There weren't many downsides to that. I don't think I got abused by anyone on the streets. Generally, it was pretty positive. You know, people would want to come up and sort of, or either shake my hand or get a signature. Sometimes people just go, "Hi, Nairi," as if I've known them for years, which is really cool.
From 1990, that was Nairi with her excellent cover of the old Lulu number to Sir With Love. Let's have another double dose of Northern Soul. First up is James Fountain with a song that original copies of are very rare and therefore very, very expensive. In the 70s, what was thought to be one of only two copies known was sold for £500, just under £10,000 in today's money. James Fountain and 7 Day Lover.
Northern Soul in the Groove Yard.
Yeah.
double dose of Northern Soul finished with Lee Andrews and the Hearts, a doo-wop group that started in 1953, but in 1967 released Nevertheless, which became a classic in the Northern Soul clubs. Well, it's time to leave the Grooveyard once again, so thanks for coming, and remember there's an open invite to return when we next rummage through the recorded relics of the 20th century. And we say goodbye with the White Stripes and Sugar Never Tasted So Good.
Sugar never tasted so good. Sugar never tasted so good. Sugar never tasted good to me. Yeah. Until her eyes crossed over. Until her mind crossed over. Until her soul fell next to me. Has given you quite a sting. Your fingers have become a crane, pulling on these puppet strings. Yeah. That's begun. What a feeling that's begun. What a feeling that's begun. What a feeling that's begun. All right. I felt just like a baby until I held the baby. What a fool this boy can be. Yeah. Like a daisy, how my mind gets lazy. I must have been crazy not to see. All right, if the wrinkle that is in your brain has given you quite a sting, your fingers have become a crane. Fingers have become a crane, pulling on his puppet strings. Water never tasted so good. Water never tasted so good. Water never tasted good to me.
You have just been on a 60-minute visit to the Grooveyard with your host, James Eaton. If you would like to listen again, go to grooveyard.mataroa.blog, spelt M-A-T-A-R-O-A. You can also see this visit's playlist and get the podcast. Emails can be sent to grooveyard@gmx.com. This program is made with assistance from New Zealand On Air for radio broadcast and through the accessmedia.nz website. Thank you, New Zealand On Air.